Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got to tell you, yesterday there's this real warfare around this ministry, but this is the second time this has happened with the 8-time world heavyweight champion wrestler of the world, converted to preacher, Nikita Kola. It's the exact same thing that happened when we were in Florida trying to get him up. All of a sudden, everything just went down. So that's what took place. We're rescheduling him for Monday. Next Tuesday, we're also going to have our friend Lynn on, along with Sam Sorbo, wife of Kevin Sorbo. And then we're going to have, as well, our friend Steve Peters. If you guys remember Why Knock Rock from the 80s, they were huge. Everybody knew who they were and what they were doing. We're going to pull him up next week as well. Or is that the 17th? Yeah, that would be the 17th. I believe it's next Thursday. So with that said, friends, we're kind of lining some people up that I want to get their ministries out there and their information out to you, because it always helps, friends, especially with where we're at and what it is that we've been doing and are doing concerning all the talk time. So it definitely helps us here. So anyways, with that said, we're going to catch up next week. If you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you some video, because this is the stuff, these are the sort of people that I hang out with, okay? Isaiah 26:9 tells us that when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. And if you read Proverbs 16:6, why is it that you bring judgment? That others also may fear, okay, in the fear of the Lord. Departing from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. We had some friends, Nick and Keith, just a couple minutes ago. Well, let me show you first and foremost. There's not a lot of audio except at the very end of this. And I want you to catch this, because it's very important that you hear what he says at the very end. The president of this school board said, well, we'll weigh out your information. We'll see your side of the issue. And I want you to listen to what Keith says, in response to her ignorance, not understanding that what he said, he meant. And he warned them that if you don't get your story straight, we are going to come back with a lawsuit.
That's not a petition. You just got served.
That's not a petition. You just got served. The school board just got served in Brainerd, Minnesota, for $5 million. And why is that? Because they have violated the constitutional rights of not only the parents, but also the students. And they are people that are not going to sit back and allow them to assail our children. So again, these are the kind of friends that we have in our circle. I'm a companion of all of them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. Those that have been trusted to keep the word of the Lord concerning those that are enabled to be a part in ministry. So, again, I just thought I'd share that with you because I told you I'd keep you abreast as to what's going on there. They just got served a $5 million lawsuit. That's per school board member, by the way. We have individuals, investigators and the such, that are doing their homework as to what the law says that they can do and what it is that they can't do. Well, they're assuming authority that's never been given unto them, and we're here to remind them of that. Okay? Also wanted to let you know, we have a guy by the name of Matt Schlapp. He's the organizer for CPAC. And again, folks, CPAC is as worthless as the best that you have in government in so many different ways. And it's no wonder why you have sodomites infiltrating CPAC and erasing all the lines and pulling down the laws that actually condemn sodomy in this country. God calls it an abomination. Luke 18:22, and for those that want to play with it, you want to dare the justice of God, read Jude 1:7, because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. That's in Galatians 6:7. Check that out as well, okay? But what's interesting is the Daily Mail just reported, this is in America, no sane person should promote this insanity. It's a felony in the United States of America, but your conservative Republican, the good guy, Matt Schlapp, just got done saying that swimmer Laya Thomas, right, deserves our compassion. Laya is a boy that wants you to believe and pretend with him that he's a girl. And what's interesting about it, friends, again, keep in mind this is all criminal activity going on, but it should come as no surprise that Matt Schlapp, the chairman of the American Conservative Union, is responsible for saying that we need to show him compassion. See, this is a lawmaker, we're told. No. You need to understand mercy, okay? Mercy to a society is when the fullest extent of the law is executed against crime to establish judgment within the gate, to establish righteousness and peace. That's biblical mercy. Not the other way around. It's not mercy to add on to someone's mental disorder. It's not mercy to pretend with that person concerning their abominable lifestyles. No, we're not going to sit and pretend with these people. But again, friends, you need to pay attention as to what you have leading up what you call the conservative movement. And this is what I continuously highlight, friends. I'm not just making this stuff up because I have nothing better to do. Friends, here we have a boy, a man, in girls' sports. This is, you know what this is? This is a reflection as to how sick a society has become to actually pretend with this boy that wants you to believe that he is a girl. I want you to remember, friends, this is criminal. In the United States of America. But as they say, and here he is with the other girl's friends. And by the way, his male genitalia is still there. But he's got a girl's swimsuit on, hanging out with other women. And you can rest assured, friends, he's making a prey out of those women. And the parents, I'll tell you what, if compassion should be shown to anybody, it should be to these girls. And I'll tell you who needs to be dealt with. The people that allow this crime to be perpetuated upon these innocent girls where mercy does need to be shown. This is ridiculous, friends. And this is why it's being shot down. But keep in mind, Joe Biden said that he is going to be the transgender's president. Folks, if he didn't just tell on himself, I don't know what he needs to do to tell you as to who he is. He is a pedophile, and he's promoting this sort of activity. And if you're going to let this spread, you can rest assured at the end of all of this, it will be your children, just like this particular situation. If this is the best that you have as a conservative, I want to again remind you, this is why you're in trouble. Matthew 5:13 comes to my aid. They're good for nothing but to be trodden underfoot. Read your Bible, friends. This is not conservatism. This is transgressors disguising themselves as the angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to show you some more audio. video, and I'm going to play some audio with this. I was just highlighting the fact that you're the best that has been sold to you is the best that you have by the powers that are tolerating the useful idiots in the mainstream media, John 8:44. They're clowns in the circus of politics. I've proven this over and over and over again. There's no difference between what you call or what you've been indoctrinated to believe as to the left and the right. They're both on the same side. I continuously make reference to that of Orwell when he said it's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. And it's exactly what's going on. But going back to the clowns. Now, last week we spent quite a bit of time showing you choreographed situations coming out of that of the Ukraine. It was created, right? And then I referenced William Randolph Hearst when he said, you furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war. I'll create the war. That's exactly what they do. Well, going back to the clowns, I want to put the powers that are tolerated into the place of Jeroboam, the corrupt king, okay? I'm going to go to 1 Kings 13:33, and then I'm going to show you some video, and I'm going to play some audio for you concerning Vladimir Zelensky. As to who he is. He's a comedian. Just like I said last week. I know some people say, well, Bradley, are you just slanging? Are you just throwing that out there as a way of, you know, putting them down or name calling? Not at all. That's not what I'm doing. I'm serious when I'm saying what I'm saying. And I'm going to prove it to you in just a moment. But after this thing, the powers that are tolerated, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way. They're getting worse and worse. And the Bible tells us that that's exactly what's going to happen. But made again of the lowest of the people. He picked up what? Those that could be extorted and controlled. He put them in the place of the high places, the priests, the politicians. And then the Bible tells us in 1 Kings 13:33, whosoever would, he consecrated. He made them, the powers that are tolerated, made these men theirs to do what they will through them by extorting them, right? These scoundrels. And he became one of the priests or the politicians of the high places. I'm adding politicians. Okay? Well, what about Vladimir Zelensky? Folks, this is what is happening over in the Ukraine, and this is Vladimir Zelensky, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, afternoon show, morning show with Tim Brown, right side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe. Go to SOL Radio Live, subscribe. Go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you a little bit of an intro, giving you an overview as to who Vladimir, or Volodymyr, whatever you want to call him, Zelensky, he's a comedian, when he came to power in 2019. Check this out.
In 2019, taking charge of a war-torn Ukraine without any prior political experience.
He's a plant.
Vladimir Zelensky. And how did he become president in the first place? The 44-year-old never set out to be a politician. Born into a Russian-speaking Jewish family from southeast Ukraine, he studied law at university. But young Volodymyr Zelensky never became a lawyer, and that's because his first love was always comedy. Zelensky was cast in a number of films, including a string of rom-coms.
He's an actor.
Success in Ukraine and Russia. In
2016, just like Donald Trump.
Ukrainian voice
is an actor. Just like Joe Biden. Is an actor. Just like Barack Obama. Is an actor. They're plants. They're installed.
On the small screen that really cemented Zelensky's status as a Ukrainian national treasure. In 2015, he starred in Servant of the People as a history teacher who becomes president of Ukraine.
Isn't that amazing how that works?
Ranting about corruption goes viral. The plot of the TV show foreshadowed what was to come as life imitated art. In spring 2018, his production company set up a political party with the same name as the party from Servant of the People, and although he was non-committal for many months about whether or not he would run for president, Zelensky finally announced his candidacy on New Year's Eve 2018.
Wow, amazing!
It was a masterclass in campaigning. Zelensky wasn't bound by the rules of traditional campaigning. He engaged with voters on social media platforms and eschewed big mainstream outlets.
And it's amazing how he had that access, isn't it?
Presidential
Let's pretend with the powers that are tolerated.
Incumbent Petro Poroshenko. He now finds himself in the center of the Russia-Ukraine war.
He's playing a dangerous game.
Putin launched a large-scale invasion
of Ukraine
on 24th of February 2020.
Amazing.
But Zelensky has become a symbol of the fighting spirit of Ukraine.
Yeah.
Videos of himself.
The American press is telling you to get behind this comedian.
Country, he remains insistent. He's not going anywhere.
Wow. That's amazing. How did he get there, friends? Where did he get the money to do that? How did he go unimpeded to get to the position of being the president of the Ukrainians? Well, we're receiving information, friends, from those in Ukraine that they're being fired upon by their own government. Isn't that what that video of this actor just did? Yeah, it's exactly what happened. Oh, I want to show you something else. This is Vladimir Zelensky as well. In 2016, he's playing piano with his friends as a comedian with his genitalia. You can't see it. I'm going to show it to you. But this is the said president of Vladimir Zelensky in Ukraine right now. And they want you to believe that somehow or another, he just got into a power. He just slipped right into place, boy. He just got there and nobody knows how he did it, right? You ready for this? Check this out. The guy on the left. 2016. Isn't that funny? Okay, notice their pants are up. They're hiding behind a piano right now. And now all of a sudden, both the comedians drop their pants. You can't see anything. This is the president of Ukraine, friends, on the left. In 2016, he just mysteriously dropped into power.
very sure and insured. And up and up in. That's the T.C.
Isn't that cute? Oh, isn't that funny? Yeah. Wow. He really comes across as a noble guy, doesn't he? Very presidential. Yeah, one to be highly esteemed and honored. Where's the dignity, man? And let me ask you something. For all of you that are just blindly following behind this again, do you understand that when we say something here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we come behind it and we prove what we say every single time? And who are the people following again? Who's being led by the noses once again by the mainstream media that they say they don't believe in more than the American people? You should honestly be ashamed of yourselves. And what is the mainstream media and the useful idiots promoting? Get behind Zelensky. Get behind him. Does anybody even know who he is? No, the people in Ukraine don't even know who he is. They know him as an actor and as a comedian. What's the difference between what you see there and what you see in America, friends? Because you're being undermined by the same exact people. And I'm here to tell you, the joke is not on them. The joke is on you. For every day concerning what you allow in the people's White House today, concerning this disgraceful individual who has, in fact, committed the act of treason, isn't it interesting that every day that goes by, you give them more power and you add more strength to tyranny by tolerating them in your country? Matter of fact, cocaine trafficking Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, the Republican, the good guy out of Kentucky, he now wants to give, I believe it's $14 billion more to foreign countries. Isn't this amazing, folks? How is it, Americans, that you believe any of this? This is why, let me just say it again, this is why my channel is being undermined, censored on a daily basis. Because this is the information they know that affects them more than anybody else. And I'm not saying that we're the only ones doing it, but I am telling you, we are holding to the word in the U.S. Constitution and showing you, friends, now in today in particular, as to who the mainstream media has you being led about by again, like a carrot dangling before a donkey's face. It's all a fraud. It's all a fraud. The world is the stage. Folks, look at this comedian, Zelensky. This actor who became the president of Ukraine mysteriously. Look at all the information that's being brought out, exposing them for a fraud, choreographing these things that are taking place over in Ukraine. What about Canada and Justin Trudeau? We already know Joe Biden's the biggest joke. He's the biggest stain on the character of this country, and he's going to remain that unless the people remove that stain lawfully. Look at in France, Macron. Look at in Germany, Merkel. Folks, they're all the baser sort, 1 Kings 13:33. These are the people that are being used to destroy. And there's absolutely no reason why the people at large put up with this in any sense of the word. It's all illegal. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to this, folks. I spent a whole day on this yesterday. Corrupt judges can be lawfully impeached and prosecuted. This includes the Supreme Court.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
While both Republicans and Democrats seem to agree on the fact that we need to stop bringing Russian oil into the United States, Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, speaking on Newsmax, has some ideas on how to replace that oil.
What we need right now is an Operation Warp Speed for American energy. Bring together the federal agencies and you bring together the oil industry. And you say, okay, Keystone Pipeline would give us 830,000 barrels a day. We need to be putting that into the pipeline. Let's get that done.
U.S. businesses posted a near record level of open jobs in January, a trend that pushed up workers' pay and added to inflationary pressures throughout the United States. Employers posted 11.3 million jobs at the end of January, down slightly from the record of 11.4 million in December, according to the Labor Department. This is USA Radio News. Truckers protesting around Washington, D.C. say they won't stop driving around the Beltway until they meet with more lawmakers and the national COVID-19 state of emergency is fully lifted. Republican Senators Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Ted Cruz of Texas met with some members of the self-proclaimed People's Convoy for about 2 hours at the Capitol. The truckers are also calling for congressional hearings into the origins of COVID-19 and an investigation into the government response. A federal judge in Florida has stopped the Navy from removing a commander of a destroyer while he seeks a religious exemption from the vaccine, even though he has allegedly disobeyed the service's rules for coronavirus mitigation. The judge's ruling is part of a case that seeks to be a class action lawsuit on the military's vaccine mandate filed by more than 30 unnamed officers and enlisted personnel from all of the military branches in November of 2021. Judge Stephen Merriday criticized the Navy's contention that mitigation measures other than vaccination are not as effective as the vaccination itself. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
one 582 9933. Tim Brown, morning show host, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, just sent this over to me. And this just goes to the nth degree to show you how the mainstream media and the politicians are lying to you every step of the way. Stop right there. Did you hear during the break, friends, how the mainstream media always belittles the people's efforts? And notice how they are always there to bolster the efforts of the politicians that are being used to destroy this country. America, you're under judgment. You're under the curse. There's no question about it. Does that curse apply to the church? Nope. To those that are in Christ, absolutely not. Okay? But the point is, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're the one that's going to have to outdo the curse in Christ. That's between you and the Lord and the Holy Ghost in Jesus Christ. Amen. Really quick, again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want to do, and we follow the Christ here, I want to show you this video, and it's a video of NASA once again being busted. Now, remember, we had Bart Seibel on the program with us that exposed the whole moon landing expose. There's more footage that was just leaked, by the way, where there was a blooper reel of Neil Armstrong falling down the stairs saying, oops, we got to do that one again. You just think of all of the money that's been extracted and stolen from the American people under the guise of these space wars that were going back on during the 1950s and 60s and 70s. I mean, it's shameful. So now they're selling to us, again, they're selling to us Americans that, and to the world, that there's life on Mars, right? You know, it's interesting. Somebody said to me yesterday, you know, what would we do if we ever got to Mars? I said, I can tell you exactly what we would do. We would destroy it the same way we're destroying Earth. But I can tell you right now, we're not there. We're not on the moon and we're not on Mars. Okay? Ask your friends. You're going to be surprised as to what people say, because a majority of the people do not believe that we went to the moon. Just so you know, ask your friends. Do your own homework. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Let me go over and show you what they're selling to the people now. They're saying that there's life on Mars. Okay? Check this out, folks. This is incredible. I'm not going to play the music because it's kind of ridiculous. But somebody took Google Earth, and what they did is they highlighted it 30-fold, and they notice what they're selling the people as to what's on Mars is actually in Canada. Is actually in Canada, right? They're saying it's taken from a rover on Mars and claimed that as proof, Mars in Devon Island. There's a comparison. They got both pictures shown right now. NASA's reporting Mars, and they're taking pictures of the exact same properties and lands and terrains that NASA's selling you. That property just happens to be in Canada. There were several pictures, okay? This is how you're getting your news every day, Americans. They create it. It's fictitious. And if it's not there, they will create it, right? They'll make it up, or they'll send red flags right into. They'll create the problem. They'll send in their brown shirts to create the dilemma to further strip you of your God-given rights. How many times have they been busted doing this, folks? Whoa, my goodness. My goodness. I'm trying to help. I really am. I'm trying to do my best, and I'm trying to help. As I've said, I don't like to be lied to. Therefore, I don't want you to be lied to neither. Maybe I should take that video. Matter of fact, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take that video, if Tim Brown's not already on this right now, and I'm going to go over to the Rumble channel on the live feed, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to send it over to my friends over there on that live feed so you can find it for yourself exactly what this is and how they're being exposed once again. All that they're selling to you, that it's on Mars, is in fact in Canada, friends. Just, again, so you know. Okay, so let's get over to this. Hang on. Hold. Oh, my goodness. I got Bob calling in from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Bob?
Yes, Bradley, I saw you yesterday on Alan Keyes Day, and that was just wonderful. I'm trying to make a transcript of it and all the Bible verses. So,
oh, thank you.
A big, huge attaboy. I just loved it.
Amen. Bob, can I tell you something about Alan Keyes? The guy's so smart. He's a grad from Harvard, first of all.
Right.
And he thinks on four different levels. And so while I'm there, I have to be so intuitive as to what he's saying, because he's saying so many different things, right? And so about the time I think he's going to ask me a question so I can give him an answer, he goes on to the next point, and then he goes on to the next point, and then the next point, and then he asks me a question that has nothing to do with the four things that he was just talking about. But what an intelligent man. I'm honored to be a part of Alan Keyes over there. And it's interesting, Bob, and I don't think I've ever shared this with anybody, but they actually asked me to be the sit-in for Alan Keyes over there every Friday. And I couldn't do that because we were, you know, we're out and about and we're everywhere all the time concerning how many different states every month, because our payday is being with the people, Luke 19:10. But with that said, he started out, Bob, and I don't know if you caught this or not, but my wife was behind me and so was my son, behind the lights and behind the cameras. And he started off and he introduced me. This is probably the third greatest compliment I've ever had in my life, and it was a spiritual one. He introduced me as one that he admired, and I just thought, whoa, did I just hear this right, Bob? But I did, and he was such a sweetheart. And before I left that day, Alan Keyes walked up to me and gave me this big old brotherly hug, and it was just like out of nowhere. So it was a kick in the pants, and thank you for bringing that up, Bob.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. As a matter of fact, I need to get a link from that show, and I need to go ahead and share away on social media platforms. Again, friends, we do so much of that, but when you get in the ring with an Alan Keyes, boy, I'll tell you what, if you can handle Alan, you can handle anybody, because he is a smart whip, to say the least. So, anyways, again, thank you, Bob from Texas, my friend from Texas. And what I want to do is I want to get over to this because I want to empower the people. And I want people to know I've been spending some time over the last, oh, I don't know how many days, reading a book. And it's a book by David Barton, Wall Builders, and it's Restraining Judicial Activism. And when you see what's going on through corruption in the courts today, it's sickening, to say the least. What you're seeing on a daily basis as to these decisions that they're making, and assuming authority that they've never been given, playing the activists, legislating from the bench, people got to be empowered and equipped to understand as to what they're doing, because they are lawbreakers at this point. And it's their job as judges to discover the law and apply the law, Deuteronomy 25:1. And to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, but that's not what they're doing. They're tearing down the law, and they're attempting to recreate a constitution that looks like a global agenda. And you see the immorality on the bench, on Alina Kagan. She was appointed to queerify Harvard, for those that did not know. You got Sotomayor. She's an internationalist. She was placed in and installed on the Supreme Court, unelected, by the way. And, oh, and let me go back to Alina Kagan. She never judged a case a day in her life, just so you know. And then you have Sotomayor. And for her, she was appointed just in time for illegal immigration. You have John Roberts on there, who's an advocate for the gay agenda, which is illegal in America, who creates a tax to implement something called Obamacare, which is completely illegal in this country. It's a violation of law, Article 1, Section 8. And then you have them basically calling it free speech to normalize pornography, swearing up and down, expletives, vulgarities, teaching young people and old people how to kill, how to steal, how to fornicate, how to commit adultery, how to drug deal, how to kill cops. I mean, folks, they call that free speech. And the list goes on. It has to stop. Hey, folks, it stops when you stand up and remove them, because I'm here to tell you that corrupt judges can be lawfully impeached and persecuted. I'm sorry, prosecuted, forgive me, prosecuted. This includes the President of the United States of America. This includes the Supreme Court. This includes senators and congressmen all the way down to the bottom. But the people have to have the internal fortitude of knowledge and strength to go after these people for their crimes. Well, it's never been done before. Who told you that? Who told you that? President Thomas Jefferson, starting the ball rolling here, he said to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of right and wrong according to law that we can all interpret. He said of all constitutional questions, he said it's a very dangerous doctrine indeed. It's sickening when you sit back and you watch these attorneys that are sworn to the bar play along with corruption in the courts and with the politicians, where the American people are putting their hopes in the arm of the flesh only to reap the curse. Hey, folks, 400 attorneys that left law school were asked the question, where is law derived from? Not a one of them could say or give forth the answer. Common law is based on the Mosaic Institution. It comes from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. They couldn't even answer that. But they're playing along because they're allowing the attorneys to do what they fail to get educated to do for themselves. Okay? But listen again to what Thomas Jefferson said. To consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions, he said it's a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. That means where few rule over many. Folks, we got to get this right. I'm speaking to the 350 million people that are subjecting to themselves to less than 545 people that are trying to destroy the rest of us. My goodness, folks. God help us. Well, that's what we're doing here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Mike Detmer, congressional candidate for Michigan's 8th District. You know, it seems like truth is in real short supply these days unless you know where to find it. And you can find it with my friend Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're not looking for truth, by all means, listen to somebody else.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, 1-866-582-9933. I got a lot of information to dump on you. So you guys, get a pencil, get a piece of paper. Here it comes. Corrupt judges from the president all the way down, friends. And I'm speaking of judges. I'm highlighting judges more than anybody because we've been told by the hirelings, John 10:12, in the pulpits today, that the supremes cannot be removed. That is baloney. Nobody's above the law in this country, period. Even if they think that they are, right? Well, one thing that we've noticed concerning the judicial branch in American government is that much of the original plan with its constitutional checks and balances has been completely set aside. Completely set aside. The result has that one branch dominating that of the other two. In other words, now we have a supreme branch rather than three branches of government, the judicial, the legislative, and the executive, right? President George Washington warned, he said, "A just estimate of that love and of power and a proneness to abuse it, which predominates in the human heart, is sufficient to satisfy us for the truth of this position." He goes on. The necessity of reciprocal checks and exercise of political power by dividing and distributing it into different depositories has been established. Now, listen to what Alexander Hamilton explained, and then I'm going to get to the judges and the presidents that have been impeached. Alexander Hamilton explained that the judiciary, from the nature of its functions, will always be the least dangerous. Notice what he said. People in this country now believe that they have all power and that they are God unto themselves. No, that's not what our forefathers intended. He said that the judiciary, from the nature of its functions, will always be the least dangerous to the political rights of the Constitution. He goes on, the judiciary is, beyond comparison, the weakest of the three departments of power, and the general liberty of the people can never be endangered from that quarter. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. 62 million babies murdered because the Supreme Court said so. Just the exact opposite of what Alexander Hamilton stated. And it shows you that the people are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they don't understand the powers that they have and the powers that they don't have. The Supreme Court has assumed authority that has never, ever been given to them. And they are acting as a bunch of demigods, as an oligarch, as if to suggest somehow or another, no matter what they say, that is the law. That is baloney, my friends, as I'm about ready to show you. Now, by assuming the role of policymaker, which undermines the Constitution, the judiciary has invaded the constitutional responsibilities assigned exclusively to the other two branches. Yet this tendency by the courts is not new. We've seen this for decades in this country. Okay? The constitutional foundations for impeachment. This is the empowering words and education and understanding that I want you to have as to how to deal with them, regardless of where they're at, from the Supremes all the way down to your civil courts, the lesser courts, as it tells us in the Constitution. The constitutional foundations for impeachment, the Constitution discusses impeachment either directly or indirectly in six independent clauses for the six constitutional references to impeachment by Thomas Jefferson, and is a manual, a parliamentary practice for the Senate and the House. Let's go to Article 1, Section 2, Clause 5, empowering you, my friends. They shall have the sole power of impeachment, the House of Representatives. The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments, and when sitting for that purpose, they shall, by an oath or affirmation with their hand in the Bible, friends, remember this, when the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present. That's found in Clause 3, 6, and 7. Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to the removal from office, but don't stop there, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But this is a good but. The party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. This is what the American people have left off. Justice guards our liberty, and we, the people, are here to establish that justice if it's failed to be delivered up by our said representatives, which it has been for some time. When you go to Article 2, Section 4, it tells us the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, Joe Biden, bribery, or other high crimes, and, I'm adding, or misdemeanors. Did you hear me? They lie once, they're done, as you're about ready to find out. Article 3, Section 2, the trial of all crimes except in cases of impeachment shall be by jury, by the people, right? The president shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States except in cases of impeachment. This is why they don't want nobody impeached. They want to put them somewhere else in their cabinet, right? Article 2, Section 1, in the sixth clause, which relates indirectly to impeachment, is termed the good behavior clause, which you're going to find in Article 3, Section 1, Clause 1. What does it say? The judges both of the supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior. Not bad behavior. A good is equated and defined out to be truth, conformed to truth. When they forsake that truth, you deal with the corruption in the courts. And impeachment applies to them, and so does prosecution. Okay. One member noted, we all fully understand what is good behavior, and the Constitution in that case has given a remedy by impeachment. Okay. And remember this before I started hitting these and knocking these down. Impeachments are confined to political characters, to political crimes and misdemeanors, and to political punishments. This is what's missing, friends. To date, there have been 61 federal judges or Supreme Court justices investigated for impeachment, of whom have been 13 of them have been impeached. Here we go. In 1797, William Blount was impeached for seeking to violate American neutrality. The smallest of violations, friends. He was removed. In 1803, federal judge John Pickering was impeached for issuing an order which contradicted an act of Congress one time for judicial high-handedness. And you're going to hear that quite a bit. Judicial high-handedness is this: acting outside of their scope of authority, acting as if they are above the law, in other words, having no regard for the people's rights. Is this what you're seeing? It's exactly what you're seeing. By the way, Judge John Pickering was also impeached for drunkenness and blasphemy. He probably said the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Seriously. In 1804, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Chase was impeached for judicial high-handedness and for excluding evidence from a trial. In 1830, federal judge James H. Peck was also impeached for high-handedness. They begin to act like they're above the law, friends, and they must be reminded that they're not. And guess where that's found in Scripture? Isaiah 14. Satan wanted to ascend himself above God. That's exactly why they've been removed. In 1868, President Andrew Johnson, the President Andrew Johnson, was impeached for removing and replacing the Secretary of War without the people's authority through Congress. One violation. One violation, Americans. In 1876, the Secretary of War was removed. William W. Belknap was impeached for bribery. In 1912, Federal Circuit Judge Robert W. Archibald was impeached for, again, judicial high-handedness and misconduct. In 1926, Federal Judge George W. English, was impeached for high-handedness and for profanity. Have you ever listened to a politician on the phone, friends? FBI releases the tapes of these politicians. Oh, my goodness. Filthy, rotten mouths. In 1933, federal judge Harold Lauterbach was impeached for seeking to hide his assets during a personal divorce proceedings. And in 1936, federal judge Halstead L. Ritter was impeached for corruption and for income tax evasion during that particular time. This is what I want you to hear. The evidence is irrefutable. The basis for impeachment was non-criminal and non-statutory. See what impeachment does, friends? It preserves the rights of the people and the states, and it reminds every single one of them, regardless of their incumbency or capacity, that they work for us, we do not work for them. And I end with Isaiah 26, verse 9. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. That's up to you, Americans. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Hearken unto me, my people, saith the Lord, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgments to rest for a light of the people. And Amos 5, 15. Hate evil, love good, and establish judgment in the gate. And why? Well, Proverbs 16:6 gives us the answer. By mercy and truth, lawlessness is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, in obedience to Him, Americans, men depart from evil. The power's in your hands, folks, and you still have the right to do the right thing. Love you by what we do.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.